This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Boys State Tournament underway at Williams Arena. Number one seed Park Center coming into this game 29-1. They lead Eastview 32-19 early in quarter, or I should say the second half. No quarters anymore in the boys or girls game, but the early second half. Park Center all over Eastview 32-19. They led it 22-13 at the half. And still to come, one more semifinal game at the barn tonight at 8 o'clock. Dave Lee calling the games on Channel 45, and that'll be Creighton-Durham Hall against Wayzata tonight, and the championship game Saturday night at Williams Arena, part of Championship Saturday. All four titles will be decided. The 3A championship is set earlier. Totino Grays won their semifinal. And so did De La Salle, and they'll meet at 6 o'clock Saturday night at the barn. Grapefruit League action well underway. Twins get a win today. They beat the Rays 7-1. Bailey Ober pitched well again. And Phil Miller covers the Twins for the Star Tribune. And Phil, we appreciate the time. And it's been a bit of a whirlwind, hasn't it? There's been a lot going on.
There has been a lot going on. All of a sudden, the game started. We're 2 weeks from opening day. It's hard to get your mind around how quickly everything is going at Twins Camp.
And we knew that every club was going to be faced with the same thing. As soon as the lockout ended, there would be a mad dash to sign players, make deals, and the Twins have been extremely active and made one of the biggest deals in 2022. It's extraordinary.
It is, and it certainly came out of the blue. I don't think anybody had Twins sign most sought after free agent on their bingo card this winter.
No.
But yeah, that's what we got. And, you know, the crazy thing is they made three trades and signed two free agents, if you count Joe Smith as well. And yet I think they're frustrated because they can't do more. They had hoped to have at least one and maybe two more trades pulled off by now. So as much has happened, I think there's a little bit of disappointment that there hasn't been more so far.
Yeah, and there still is time. You alluded to opening day 2 weeks away, but in this compressed spring training, I would assume teams are open to deal and wheel and deal, and the Twins still have that opportunity. There's no way to say at this point in time, well, it's too late, or they're not going to be able to get a deal done.
Well, it seems that some of the teams that were going to shop some of their pitching have kind of pulled back. They seem to feel like maybe the offers will be a little bit bigger at the trade deadline. So, I think We've heard so much about the A's starters, Manaea and Montas, and the Reds had Luis Castillo available, and maybe Tyler Mahle, and it sounds like neither one of them are interested enough in any of the offers to pull the trigger and want to wait, which surprises me because I thought the Twins would be willing to pay a pretty hefty price in prospects for a starting pitcher, especially when they solve their shortstop problem without having to make a trade, without having to trade any of those prospects. I thought they were pretty much set to get another pitcher, and it just hasn't happened. And I think the Twins now are operating on the assumption it's not going to, because they're starting to talk up some of the rookie pitchers as we might be seeing them in April. They could be the answers here.
Yeah, and when you look at this rotation, Bailey Ober exiting 2021 was certain to be a part of the starting rotation, and more good news today, it pitched well.
He pitched well, and he's such a perfectionist. He was grousing in the clubhouse afterwards about he walked a guy, and that's two starts and two walks, and that's not going to get it done. He's pitched five shutout innings this spring, and admittedly, he has not pitched that much. Nobody has, but he's unsatisfied with the five scoreless innings because he had a couple of walks, and that's not Bailey Ober. So he at least looks ready for the season. He said today he could have gone seven innings, but you don't want to risk his arm this early. But he is the one guy I think they feel especially good about as they try to figure out what the rotation is going to be.
Yeah, and we brought up Ober. There's Sonny Gray, but how is it shaking out? Because I'm sure you and the other beat writers and others are speculating what that'll look like a couple of weeks out from opening day. What are your thoughts on what the Twins' starting rotation looks like, barring a deal?
Well, I think Sonny Gray is a really big question mark now. He's not hurt, but he did not do as much work. He was the Reds' player rep, and so he was in on the negotiations and came to camp. He's a veteran. He knows how to get ready. He knows what's best for him. And it's a 7-week spring training, and there's only 3.5 weeks of spring training this year. So we're halfway through camp already, and he has yet to pitch on the mound, and he's not going to this weekend either. In a game, he's going to throw another bullpen session, and the Twins are easing him in sometime next week. We presume he'll pitch in a game, and your first outing in the spring is usually two innings. It's almost always two innings, and then your second outing is three innings. And that's fine if this was February, but those two starts brings you to opening day, and I don't know that you can send out an opening day starter to pitch two or three innings. His ramp up time is kind of mysterious. Next to him, you mentioned Ober. They have Joe Ryan, who has looked good in his one start and a couple of live batting practice sessions. I think they feel like he's on track to be ready. Dylan Bundy, the free agent they signed, has looked good in the limited amount of time they've seen him. And, of course, it's limited for everybody. But I think they feel pretty good about him. And they're kind of hinting now that Josh Winder, the rookie who pitched for St. Paul last year, has been impressive enough and is ready enough that if they don't have any other options, he just might be the fifth guy, especially since Randy Dobnak is injured again.
Yeah, and for the Twins, and I think in the offseason, I think we brought it up in a couple of our chats this offseason, even during the lockout, job one, pitching. And I don't want to dig in too far into why they didn't get something done with Michael Pineda. But I thought Big Mike was just an absolute no-brainer in this scenario. He signs really dirt cheap in Detroit, 1 year, $5.5 million, if memory serves. It just seems to me that would have been a really cheap insurance. Now maybe Big Mike really didn't want to come back and wanted to change his scenery, or for whatever reason it didn't work out. But, you know, in hindsight, to me, that was just easy peasy, bring back Big Mike, and you got an option out there anyway.
Well, I can tell you that in asking around, I haven't gotten a clear 100% answer on that. But I can tell you that there are certainly plenty of signs around camp that they are worried about how well he will hold up. I think that was the big question that, you know, he was the biggest pitcher on the staff, even heavier than Bailey Ober, who's 6'7 or 6'8. A lot of wear on that arm. He did get through the season with a couple of injuries. They do like him a lot. I think it came down to concern that he will not hold up over a whole season.
Yeah.
You know, they also have three or four rookies that they believe will get to the big leagues at some point this year, and you know, it's a gamble on their part for sure, considering how thin they are with experience pitching right now. But I think that probably played into their thinking.
Around the infield and some of the position players, when the deal was made with the Yankees and they were able to offload Josh Donaldson's contract and then, you know, apparently open up room to sign Carlos Correa, the thought was, well, Gary Sanchez is just going to be a pit stop. But it sounds like that even the night of the trade, there were a number of rumors circulating. Oh, no, you know, he's going to hang in there and he's going to be part of the Twins' plans. And sure appears to be the case that he's going to be around, won't be the everyday guy, but he's going to be in the mix.
And a DH. I'll tell you this,
yeah.
Both Sanchez and Carlos Correa can become free agents at the end of the season. Sanchez reaches eligibility, and Carlos Correa can opt out of his contract.
Yep.
And I would say that the chances are probably four times as great that Gary Sanchez will be a Twin next year than Carlos Correa. I think Sanchez, I'll tell you, he almost appears like a rescue dog that has been mistreated. He seems so happy to be out of the eye of the storm in New York. People had really turned on him. His catching difficulties, he's had a terrible year in 2020 and did not bounce back that well last year. He's very happy to be out of New York and to be a Twin, and we'll have to see if they can develop him as a catcher. He has looked okay behind the plate so far, and he hits the ball. He can crush the ball. If he can do it more frequently, he could be a good part-time catcher, part-time DH, maybe a platoon at DH with Louis Arraez, and make that a pretty potent weapon. I think Carlos Correa is going to go look for $300 million next fall. I think Gary Sanchez might just be looking for a home, and I think decent chance he's found one.
Yeah, around the infield, Phil, before we run out of time, this is interesting. You would assume, you know, Sano will probably play more games at first, and then he got Polanco at second. Correa, of course, at shortstop. I'm interested in your thoughts here, a couple of weeks to go before opening day, and I know there is a very abbreviated spring training, but, you know, who's the odds-on favorite to get most of the innings at third base?
I think it's Gio Urshela. I do think that they are very, very excited about having arguably the best defense in the American League, and what that does to a pitching staff, that has kind of been abused these past few years. It's not well understood just by watching day to day, but defense can make a big difference. He is a plus defender at was going to be perhaps shortstop, now is going to be third base. They've got a platinum glove winner at shortstop, a platinum glove winner in center field. Polanco has made himself at home at second base. I think Urshela is going to get a lot of time at third base. And Louis Arraez maybe fill in at second, at third, and I suspect he'll be the DH a lot. I really think the Twins are going to emphasize defense this year.
Yeah, and outfield-wise, I would assume Kepler and Wright, obviously Byron Buxton in center, and still way too early to tell who will ultimately win in left field, but would you assume that they want Alex Kirilloff to take that job?
I do. He'll play at first base, too, sometimes when Miguel
sure.
is not out there. But I do think that they expect Kirilloff to be a real mid-bottom of the order weapon. He's a decent outfielder. We might see some Trevor Larnach, maybe Brent Rooker. I think at least one of those guys was going to be trade bait as they try to get a pitcher that might have alleviated some of the crowd. But yeah, I think Kirilloff, I'll be interested to see if they carry a fourth outfielder who can play center field, if they just stick with corner outfielders and let Kepler play there. But I think they feel like Kirilloff will have a big bounce back year after the wrist injury last year.
Well, Phil, you'll be grateful. The forecast for the coming week that does not look all that great, so you'll be thrilled to be down in Fort Myers, I'm sure, covering spring training, because we're gonna take a step back next week the way it looks here in the Twin Cities weather wise.
I don't know that Minnesotans want to hear it, but my face is so sunburned now. It has not been all pleasant down here for me.
Yeah, and I saw it on social media, the annual beat writers trip to the beach in the photo. It was great. It looked like you spent some time in the surf down there, Phil, for that photo. It was a good one.
The tide was coming in, Steve.
It was
pretty splashy. Yeah, yeah. And you know, there's a bar. There's a bar on that beer that beach. So maybe the surf was kind of fun.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, Phil, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the update.
You too, Steve. Good talking to you.
All right. Phil Miller covers the Twins for the Star Tribune. He's down at Fort Myers. Twins get the W today. They take care of business and beat the Tampa Bay Rays by a final of 7-1. Bailey Ober was phenomenal, and spring training continues for the Twins. And they'll be in action again on Friday, and they'll get the Pirates, and that is a noon start. And then ball game again on Saturday here on the radio, Twins and Braves here in the home of the Twins. News Talk 830 WCCO will come back. NCAA tournament scoreboard update, Sweet 16 tonight, tomorrow night, then the Elite Eight. And we'll set the Final Four before the weekend is out. We'll get some scores for you. And a little chatter about the tournament coming up in a moment here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.